From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A probable chemical attack by Syria is the focus of the United Nations today. Representatives from the UN, the European Union, and countries around the world arrived in Brussels on Wednesday for a meeting on rebuilding Syria, just a day after a chemical attack in the northwestern city of Idlib. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the attack.
The horrific events of yesterday demonstrate that, unfortunately, war crimes are going on in Syria, that international humanitarian law remains being violated frequently. The Security Council will meet today. We have been asking for accountability in relation to the crimes that are committed, and I'm confident the Security Council will live up to its responsibilities.
At that meeting in New York, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has said at least 58 people died, including 11 children, in Tuesday's chemical weapons attack. At the meeting, Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri, the meeting in Brussels, he said an attack should not be all that surprising.
The Syrian conflict has to end. We saw what the regime did yesterday, another atrocity, which is not, the world should not be shocked because it's letting such a regime do what it's doing. What should shock us is that the increase of children dying and the whole world is watching.
The UN is calling for $8 billion this year to deal with the crisis, and the Brussels gathering was due to come up with fresh pledges of aid. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Just a day before a scheduled U.S.-China summit in Florida, North Korea Wednesday launched what is thought to be a medium-range ballistic missile into the waters off the North Korean coast. VOA's Brian Patton has more from Seoul.
Early this morning, both the U.S. and South Korea reported that North Korea launched a KN-15 medium-range ballistic missile. North Korea has been testing ballistic missiles almost on a biweekly basis for the last year. There's a lot of strategy going on. There are defensive measures going on. And what we're continuing to see here is a buildup of military resources and arsenals on both sides of the Korean border.
VOA's Brian Patton. India is rejecting a more proactive role for the United States between India and Pakistan, the rivals whose long-running dispute over Kashmir has often raised international concern and fears of a conflict between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. New Delhi's sharp response came after U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said earlier this week that the U.S. would try to find its place in efforts to defuse tensions between the South Asian rivals. Expressing concern over the relationship between the two countries, Haley asserted the Trump administration wants to see how we de-escalate any sort of conflict going forward. She said at a press conference in New York that we very much think that we should be proactive in the way that we are seeing tensions rise and conflict start to bubble up, so we want to see if we can be part of that. Well, in a swift reaction, India's foreign ministry said in a statement the government position for bilateral redressal of all India-Pakistan issues is an atmosphere free of terror and violence, and it has not changed. At least 7 people are dead after a car bomb exploded outside a coffee shop in the Somali capital of Mogadishu today. Witnesses and officials say a car packed with explosives was deliberately parked outside the newly opened shop, located near offices that house the Ministries of Internal Security and Youth and Sports. Abdelfattah Omar Halani, spokesman for the Mogadishu administration, confirmed the casualties. Witnesses say the explosion shook buildings in the area. Ahmed Yanyo, one of the workers at the coffee shop, said, "We were inside when we heard the explosion. We came out and saw a vehicle burning." Yanyo said he personally saw the bodies of 5 dead people lying at the scene. Officials said the suspect who parked the car drove away in another vehicle moments before the explosion. And Russia's State Investigative Committee says it has arrested 6 Central Asian men in St. Petersburg on suspicion of aiding terrorist activity 2 days after the deadly attack on a St. Petersburg subway.
That's the latest world news from VOA.